today here in Chicago. I got to meet our four Special Olympics ambassadors in person. Wonderful people who are doing great things to take care of our customers, even during the coronavirus pandemic.
The Inclusion Revolution is a campaign that Special Olympics started, and it's really about showcasing our abilities and what we're able to do.
It's not just working here, you're also learning here.
For me, getting better is working with other people, meeting different guests, and helping with my own social skill, how to talk to strangers.
Communication is my biggest struggle, but it's also my biggest passion. And that confidence that I've gained from working here at United, it's given me a lot of courage.
We talk at United a lot about making connections, and they've really made connections, not only with our customers, but their teammates. Not only can we help them grow as individuals, but they can help us grow also.
I feel like I have positive experiences every single day.
You have your regular family at home, and then you got your United family.
At Gallagher, our focus is community. As your community insurance broker and consultant, Gallagher's purpose is to help you move forward with confidence, to help your business, your employees, and your community through every challenge you face. So whether your doors never closed or you're looking to return and rebuild, our focus remains where it's always been, on you and your community, because that's what it means to build confidence together.
Here, calm down.
Hi, and welcome to Meet the Inspired Show with amazing individuals and Be Kind with Kaylee. Hello, say hi, Kurt. We are your hosts, Lisa Noble, Kurt Noble,
and Kaylee McLaughlin.
First on our show today, we will be talking to Special Olympian and fellow athlete leader, Eric Bauman. Hi, Eric. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
So you'd be, hold on. So you're gonna.
Do it. I'm not going. No.
Okay. What was it like to coach flag football at USA Games and win the gold medal?
It was very awesome. It was very awesome and fun.
Okay. What was your favorite part?
Just seeing the other athletes and seeing how much they were better than us and overcame adversity to be good at it.
Okay. Good. What sport did you compete
in at Summer Games?
Boxing traditional singles.
Good job.
Thanks. And again, congratulations, John. I see you won a gold medal in that today.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. So, what are a couple things you like about being an athlete leader for Special Olympics?
I like to be an athlete leader because it's fun and you get to learn new roles that you normally don't get to learn.
Oh, that's cool. And what was it? What are some successes that you've seen Special Olympics make, especially in athlete leadership?
That athletes can do whatever they set their mind to.
Oh, that's great. So, just one question.
Wow.
Just ask one question. How long have you been?
How long have you been involved with Special Olympics?
Over 25 years.
Okay.
Have you shown kindness today?
Yeah, I showed kindness by congratulating the players I was competing against.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, and good job on winning the gold in your bocce competition.
Good job.
So, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, now joining us is another fellow athlete leader, Alex Egan. Alex, can you welcome to the show?
Welcome to the show, Alex.
So
thank
we'll just
you
make
guys.
Us questions.
For
so,
me on.
Oh, you're welcome, Alex. So, Alex, what was it like to compete at USA Games?
It was fun. It was hot. That's one thing. Sure, obviously, it was great. We got to meet new people. We got cool medals. It was just all around a good experience.
How long have you been competing?
Ask Alex how long.
How long have you been competing? With Special Olympics.
10 years. 10 plus years.
Nice. How did you show kindness today?
I congratulated other people. I wish people good luck.
That is very kind.
And before we end, like Kirk, I asked you at USA Games, and you can go ahead. What does the athlete oath mean?
What's the athlete oath mean to you?
It means doing your best, trying to win, but if you can't win, you do your best and you show good sportsmanship.
Well, that's great, Alex. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for joining us.
And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day here at Summer Games.
Thank you.
So, now, Sarah, do you mind? Yeah, we have a coach that, because I don't see any volunteers, so.
Yeah.
We have a coach from our special rec, Evanston. Her name is Sarah. She is a Northwestern student, and welcome to our show. Come on in.
Come on in and sit down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
So, okay. So, what do you like about coaching or helping us coach?
I think I really just like meeting all of the athletes and all the other coaches. Everyone just has a really fun and spunky spirit that is super inspiring to me as a coach as well.
And what is it like, and I'm just curious, what is it like coaching this guy over here?
I think it's good. I really like coaching. Just getting to meet Kurt over the past year, and then also seeing him win gold today, that was really exciting. So, yeah, I'm just super happy to be here.
What's your favorite sport to coach?
My favorite sport?
Her. What's her favorite sport?
What's your favorite sport to coach?
I have to say volleyball, but I've liked all of the ones that I've coached for, and that's track and field, that's also tennis, so yeah, I just enjoy all of them.
Why don't you ask about kindness?
Have you shown any kindness today?
I like to think that I did. I think just cheering on all of the people from Evanston, and also just being friendly towards everyone I meet today, so.
That's very kind.
Yeah,
that's
you.
Great. That is good, right? So, and this is your first Summer Games. How do you like it so far?
Wait, it's a really good experience. I like how there's just so many things to do for the athletes and the coaches, and then all the family supporting the athletes is really fun to watch and meet new people. So yeah, I just really like everything here. There's a lot to do.
And maybe that's where, how do you show kindness to other people?
How do you show kindness to other people?
I like to show kindness by smiling, introducing myself, and learning more about other people. I think I really like to meet new people and hear their backgrounds and stories, and it's always a pleasant experience. I don't think I've ever met someone that I've walked away thinking, oh, I don't like that. But I think I always like everyone I meet here.
And Kurt, what do you like the most about Coach Sarah?
Nice person, really good attitude, and she gets, she's a really good coach.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for joining us.
So, and we look forward to having dinner with you guys, so,
at
Alexander's,
too.
So yeah.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. So, we'll fill some air. So, Kaylee, how have you shown kindness today?
By cheering on people and by telling people congratulations.
So, how have you shown kindness today, sir?
Keeping a positive attitude.
How about showing that kindness?
And helping out people.
Okay. And maybe we should go down the line and just say, what is one of our favorite parts about Summer Games?
Meeting new friends.
Okay. Mine is just, seeing fellow athletes compete and just trying our best. So, how about you? What's your favorite?
The same.
What else?
Being a leader.
There you go. So, we were trying to get some other people, but it looks like, is it okay if we end some race?
I have social.
What?
I have social.
I know, so... anyway, so besides, so what is maybe talk a little bit about your show. What is your show and how can people watch it?
They can watch it on Facebook on Be Kind with Kaylee. And we talk about kindness and caring. And we talk about, like, what the weather is. And we talk about, like, what you did today. And we talk about, like, what national holiday it is and stuff.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, Kirk, who is your favorite person we've had on our show so far?
Kaylee.
Thank you, Kurt.
And why is that?
She smiles a lot and giggles a lot. It makes me happy.
I'm glad.
So, and I think my favorite was, I can't pick a favorite. I think, you know, everybody we've interviewed so far. So I'm just lucky enough that, proud enough that we've gone this far with our podcast, and hopefully it'll grow, you know, a lot faster. So... So before we end, we'll say, you know, how would you say that people should show kindness?
By telling people congratulations and good job.
How would you mentor somebody or give them advice?
Just do your best, and you always walk away a winner.
Okay, sorry, my arms. And I guess I do the same thing. It's like, you know, we always say, you know, live your life by the oath. You know, just, we always say, though, you're always a winner. Not, you know, you're never a loser. Special Olympics is one of the organizations that, you know, you walk away with, what, you know, something all the time. So, you know, and you're always a winner, you know, and that's all you need to remember. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And thank you for the opportunity. I hope you guys tune into our channels. Again, our show is called Amazing Individuals.
Mine is Be Kind with Kaylee.
And then if you tuned in earlier, it would have been Special Chronicles and Live with Jose. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
We hope to do it again soon.
At Gallagher, our focus is community. As your community insurance broker and consultant, or you're looking to return and rebuild, our focus remains where it's always been, on you and your community, because that's what it means to build confidence together.